Welcome to DeedNB College. Today we're building something really useful, an old-school DeedNB breakbeat layer that brings deep, jungle atmosphere into Ableton Live 12 without cluttering the mix. This is not about replacing your main drums, it's about giving them history, grit, swing, ghost note movement, that feeling that the track already has a story before the drop fully lands. This kind of break layer shows up all over classic jungle and modern drum and bass with an old-school edge. You'll hear it under a tight kick and snare pattern, lightly in the intro, more clearly in breakdowns, switch-ups, and often in the second drop when the arrangement wants to open up and feel older, dirtier, and more alive. And that's the key idea here. Musically, the break gives you syncopation and human swing. Technically, it gives you motion in the mids and highs while keeping the low end disciplined. If you do it well, the groove feels deeper and more urgent. If you do it badly, the break fights the kick, smears the snare, and makes the whole mix feel smaller. So we're going for character with control. Start with the right source. Drag in an old-school style break, or any clean funk break that has some natural swing, ghost notes, and hat chatter. Put it on an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Warp it only if you really need to. If it already locks, leave it alone. Don't overprocess something just because the tools are there. What you want here is character, not perfection. A slightly dusty break with room tone often works better than a hyper-clean modern loop, because those small timing imperfections are part of the jungle feel. What to listen for here? The break should already feel like it wants to shuffle. If it sounds stiff before you touch it, it usually stays stiff after processing. If you've got two good candidates, choose the dusty, roomy one for deeper jungle atmosphere, or the tighter, punchier one if you want a cleaner roller with old-school flavor. Both are valid. The source just changes the emotional weight. Now, take control of the groove. In Ableton, right-click the clip and use Slice to new MIDI track if you want full control over the hits. That move is huge, because now you're remixing the break instead of just looping it. Use a simple slicing preset so the pads are easy to read, then keep only the slices you actually need. You're usually looking for the main snare, one or two ghost notes, maybe a hat fragment, maybe a tiny tail or flam for texture. Don't try to rebuild the entire break exactly as it was. A more restrained pattern often hits harder. In DeedNB, too much information can turn into fizz. A really practical approach is to build either a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI phrase from those slices. Keep the core pattern focused around the snare backbeat and the spaces around the kick. Place a strong snare accent where it supports the main groove, then use ghost notes on the offbeats or around beat 3 to create forward motion. Leave room, that space matters. Why this works in DeedNB is simple. The listener is pulled in by micro-variation. A break that shifts subtly over 2 bars feels human, moving, and alive without needing a fill every 4 beats. If your loop can breathe, the whole drop feels bigger. Now clean it up with EQ8. This is where you make the break useful in a modern mix. The break layer is not there for sub-weight. It's there for motion and character, so strip away what it doesn't need. A good starting point is a high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, depending on the sample. Then listen for boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz and cut a little if needed. If the snare snap gets too pokey, ease back a touch around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if the hats feel brittle, you can soften the very top with a gentle high shelf or by trimming above 10 kHz. What to listen for? When you bypass EQ8, the loop should become dirtier and less controlled. If the EQ makes it smaller but more usable, that's a good sign. The goal is not excitement in solo. The goal is usefulness in the full track. Now add controlled grit. Saturator or drum bus can both work beautifully here. You want detail, density, and a little roughness, not a wall of noise. A clean approach is EQ8 into saturator. Push the drive a few dB, maybe around 2 to 6. Use soft clip if the break is peaky, and then trim the output so the level matches when you bypass it. That level matching part is important, otherwise you'll think louder is better when really it's just louder. If you want more attitude, try EQ8 into drum bus. Keep it gentle. A bit of drive, a touch of crunch if the hats need edge, and be careful with the transient control if the break gets too spiky. Usually boom stays low or off for this job. Use saturator when you want cleaner grit and more predictable tone. Use drum bus when you want the break to feel more aggressive and more present in the speakers. A caution here, too much saturation can flatten the transient shape and make the break feel loud but less deep. It can also exaggerate high-frequency hiss. If the snare starts sounding papery or the hats turn into a permanent smear, back off the drive and clean the low end before you saturate. Next, tighten the groove with timing and clit edits. Open the audio clip and check the start points. Old school breaks often need tiny adjustments so the snare lands with your drum grid instead of fighting it. You can nudge the main snare slice a little earlier if the groove feels late. You can leave ghost notes a bit loose if you want that human jungle pocket. Shorten noisy tails if the loop is getting in the way. And if you hear clicks, use crossfades or smoother edits. You do not want every hit perfectly quantized. You want the anchor points to feel intentional, while the micro groove stays alive. That's the sweet spot. Now check it against the rest of the track. This is the part people often skip, and it's the part that matters most. Put the break in context with your kick, snare, and sub or bass line. If the main drums already have a strong backbeat, the break should fill the gaps, add texture, and lift the energy without stealing the spotlight. Try this. Loop 4 or 8 bars of the full drum and bass core. Mute the break for a couple of bars, then bring it back. What happens? Does the track feel bigger, deeper, and more urgent when the break returns, or does it just get busier? If the low end gets cloudy or the snare loses authority, the break is probably too full in the low mids or too dense in the same transient zone as your main snare. Fix the context first. Solo approval is not enough in drum and bass. At this point, you can choose the flavor you want. If you want dusty deep jungle atmosphere, leave more room tone in place, keep a bit more top end hiss, use a slower filter movement, and let the ghost notes speak more than the main hits. That's great for intros, breakdowns, and darker atmospheric sections. If you want tighter modern roller support, trim the tails more aggressively, reduce the high frequency hash, and emphasize the slices that lock with the main groove. That's the one for busy drops where the bass line is already doing a lot. A smart move is to build both versions from the same source. One for atmosphere, one for impact. That gives your arrangement real contrast. Now bring in movement with auto filter. Use it gently. We're not doing a huge EDM sweep here. We want a breathing layer, something that feels like it's opening and closing with the tune. You can start with the break filter down in an intro, then slowly open it into the drop. Or use a bandpass style tone for a claustrophobic, underwater mood. Keep resonance modest unless you specifically want that ringing edge. And if the break already has the right vibe, consider resampling it to audio. Printing the processed break gives you total control. Then you can chop it again, reverse a fragment, trim a tail, or place a ghost note exactly where you want it. That kind of commitment often sounds better than endless live tweaking. What to listen for here? If the filter movement makes the break feel like it's breathing with the track instead of just sweeping for attention, you're in the right zone. Now think about arrangement. Don't leave the break looping unchanged for 64 bars. That turns a good idea into wallpaper. Instead, let it earn its place. A strong arrangement might start with a filtered break texture in the intro. Then bring in the full break support subtly under the main kit in the first drop. Later, pull it back for a couple of bars, then return with a chopped variation. In the second drop, open it up a little more, add some grit, or use the darker version with more density. That contrast is what gives the track movement. A really useful tip for darker DNB: let the break imply the groove instead of fully stating it. If every subdivision is occupied, the track loses menace. Bass is part of the weight. And another important one: keep the important snare elements centered and strong, especially if you add width or atmosphere. Club translation depends on that anchor staying solid. Also, if your break starts needing 3 or 4 processors just to sound interesting, it may be the wrong source. The best old-school layers usually feel characterful before processing and controllable after only a few deliberate moves. That's a great sign of a good sample. Here are the mistakes to watch out for. Leaving too much low end in the break will blur the kick and sub. Over-quantizing the slices kills the swing. Overdoing saturation can destroy transient shape. Letting the break fight the main snare confuses the backbeat. Ignoring the full mix leads to decisions that only sound good in solo. And looping one bar forever makes the ear switch off fast. So keep checking the loop against the full track. A good jungle break layer should do a lot while asking for very little attention. If you mute it and the drop feels flatter, you've probably nailed the roll. If you solo it and think it sounds amazing, that's not the real test yet. For a quick practice pass, build one usable old-school break layer with only stock Ableton tools. Use one break source, make a 1-bar or 2-bar loop, high-pass it so it doesn't interfere with the sub, add 1 saturation stage, and add 1 movement effect. Then make a second version with either more atmosphere or more impact. Ask yourself 3 things: does the groove feel more alive with the break on than off? Can you still hear the main snare clearly? And does the low end stay clean when the full drop plays? That's the lesson. Slice the break, keep the important accents, clean the low end, add just enough grit, and then test it in the full drum and bass context. If it makes the track feel older, deeper, and more urgent without weakening the kick, snare, or sub, you've done it right. Now take the challenge. Build two versions from the same break, one atmospheric, one tight and drop ready. Put them into an 8-bar arrangement and listen to how the energy shifts between sections. If both versions feel useful in different parts of the tune, you're not just making a loop anymore. You're shaping the story.